Bears, East Coast battle. You got to win. Keep pace in the NFC North.
The government is shut down and the Bears are heading to Washington to try to do the same to the Redskins.
Game preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, Bears play the Redskins this week in Washington, a big game. To me, the key is containing RG3. How do they do that?
It's all about confidence. When you're recovering from a knee injury, you need to have confidence in yourself. You need to have belief that your knee is ready to go underneath all circumstances, whether you're running, throwing, or trying to scramble away from pass pressure. That's the key ingredient here offensively. Do not let RG3 get a hot start. Let the crowd get involved in the game, because it's really traditionally an ugly environment in Washington.
To me, the biggest issue with the Bears so far this year has been the lack of a pass rush. How do you improve the pass rusher? You're not going to go on the street and find a great pass rusher and bring him in. So is it developing the guys that they have here? Is it mixing in more blitzes? How do you improve the pass rush at this point in the season?
I think it's a combination of all three. You have Julius Pepper, Shea McClellan, Corey Wooten. The veterans, they have to play better. That is an obvious. They have to go out there and play better football when they're rushing the passer. And then the new guys, Landon Cohen, Zach Minter, the rest of the guys that are going to get a chance to play on the inside, they have to continue to develop. You have to continue to positively reinforce their techniques during the week of practice so they go in and they play a confident game. Then you still have to factor in the blitzes and the multidimensional defenses you can have. Isaiah Frye's contribution last week on blitzes that resulted in interceptions are a big thing. But again, it is the improvement of each individual player, improvement of how they can make the scheme better.
I think Jay Cutler has played exceptionally well in 5 out of the 6 games so far this year. He has multiple touchdown passes in 5 of the first 6 games, so the first time ever in his career. I think he's doing really well. What's the key to the Bears' offense attacking the Redskins' defense?
Again, making sure that you're in control of the line of scrimmage, because if you're not protecting Jay Cutler, he's not going to be able to throw the ball efficiently anywhere. And Jim Haslett, the defensive coordinator of the Washington Redskins, he's multifaceted. He's willing to take advantage of you if he feels the crowd is contributing your offensive line to react slowly off the line of scrimmage. Then you will see blitzes. You will see different areas of pressure. And then they have London Fletcher in the middle. You will not fool him. I think he's a 17-year, 18-year vet at the linebacker position. So make sure maybe you can get him out of position physically, because he's a 17-year vet, but you're not going to fool him. So make sure that initially, that first series that you're going to go to the line of scrimmage, every one of those plays are confidently called, because you're not going to have a chance to make a lot of adjustments with that hostile crowd.
Bears have given up at least 21 points in each of their first 6 games for only the second time in history. Do you think this offense, if that continues, is capable of consistently winning shootouts?
I do, but I think it's the well-organization of the offensive coaches to make sure they have a game plan devised that's going to be efficient from the line of scrimmage to 8 yards. Make sure it's a time-consuming offense. That end result is ultimately a score, field goal, or touchdown. But that's one of the trials that you're going to go through when you're bringing in defensive personnel because of injuries. Thankfully, they have an offense that has multiple weapons that they can go out there and challenge the opponent's defense, whether you're home or on the road.
Tom, this week's Twitter question comes from Nidel Hamad. He wants to know, what's the main focus point before the bye week for both the Bears' offense and defense?
That's a good question. You don't want to become complacent. You had a long time off since the Giants game, then you have a bye week after the Washington Redskins game. Focus your attention to make sure that your only intention is to understand the game plan for the Redskins. Then you're going to have time after that. If you think of anything beyond that kickoff against the Washington Redskins, you're really playing with fire, because you never want to lose the thought of football in your mind during the regular season.
Tom, it's time now to make your case for a player that you think is going to have a big impact on the game Sunday.
Well, good or bad, I'm going to go with Jonathan Bostic. Here, you don't really know what the linebacker is going to give you, and it's probably the most confusing football that he'll ever see up until this point in his career. RG3 is multidimensional, so is their offense. Make sure Jonathan Bostic plays with patience, not trying to be the first one in position every time.
Tom, I'm going to go with Alshon Jeffrey. I think the Redskins, like basically every other team, are going to devote a lot of their time and attention to Brandon Marshall. That should give Alshon a lot of opportunities. So far this year, he's really made the best of it. He's had a great season, and I think that will continue Sunday in Washington. Great stuff as always, Tom. I know you and I will both be in the nation's capital on Sunday. Should be a fun and exciting game. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, the Xerox company.